In a few moments here, I'll be officially installed as the pastor, and I know it's kind of late, 3 months later, but it's actually a beautiful installation, right? Given that context, the focus might seem to be on my role here as sort of shepherd or prophet in the midst of this community. But it's kind of humbling because the readings this weekend actually take the attention away from me. Because the readings, the first reading in the gospel, speak of the call of all people to be prophets. All people to be shepherds. And so while tonight I'll be installed as the shepherd of this flock, the truth of the matter is that every one of us here is called to carry on the prophetic mission of Jesus in places that I can't go, that I can't get to. I was looking at some statistics today from the University of Toledo. You probably know there's about 20,000 students that go to the University of Toledo, both undergraduate and graduate. And the last estimate I saw, which was from a number of years ago, 40% are Catholic. So you're looking at about 8,000 Catholics. Our publicity director, Natalie, told me today that of all the students that have come here this year or come to a CSA event or have registered in the parish, we have about 400 students. Now, in isolation, that looks pretty dang good. I brag about our numbers. But when you think of 400 compared to 8,000, we've got work to do. And that's just Catholics. Right? We're called, of course, to minister to those outside of our flock as well. And so the readings remind us of this truth in both the first reading and the gospel. There's a sense that let's just limit the prophetic mission to the ones that are sort of chosen by God as mediators. And so in the gospel, John, the beloved disciple, gets a little nervous because people are doing some good deeds without sort of the direct permission of Jesus. And John's like, I don't know about that. Like, how can that be good if you're not sanctioning the thing, if you're not endorsing it? And Jesus, of course, says, anything done good in my name, right, is good. And if you're not against us, you're with us. In other words, all of us are called to do those things in the name of Jesus. And then in our first reading, we get this great text from the book of Numbers. And so Moses, who was chosen as the mediator between God and his people, he had special access to God. He was a chosen shepherd or mediator of the Israelite community. But God says, no, let's sort of ration his spirit and dispense his spirit to 70 others who then will share in Moses' task to preach God's truth. Turns out there were two that were not in attendance. And I think, students, you can relate. This is like skipping class because you took a nap or something, right? And it seems Eldad and Medad were at home, and they missed the rationing of the Spirit ceremony. But yet they knew the Spirit had been imparted to them. And so they go out and they start preaching and prophesying. And we have to be clear, biblical prophecy has nothing to do with predicting the future. Okay, this is what people think about prophecy. To be a prophet means to be able to diagnose the present and to speak God's truth to what you've diagnosed in the present. That's what the biblical prophets do. They diagnose what is going on in their culture and in the faith and so on, and then they're able to speak God's truth within that context that they've diagnosed. And so Eldad and Medad go out in the camp and they start prophesying. They start speaking God's truth. And Joshua gets a little jealous for Moses. Right? And he says, Moses, they shouldn't be doing this. You are the mediator. You're the intercessor between God and his people. You are the shepherd, not Eldad and Medad. And then Moses utters these incredible lines. Would not that all of God's people were prophets. Would not that all of God's people were prophets. And so, friends, as much as this is about commissioning me as the shepherd, it is much more so about us all being commissioned and taking on our role as baptized Christians to spread the goodness and love of Jesus Christ and to be prophets where I can't be. students, I can't be in your dorms. I can't be in the cafeteria. I can't be in the sorority and fraternity houses and at your practices. I can't be at Jed's. Well, I can be at Jed's, but not too much. Okay. Definitely I can't be at Chasers. Okay. I have to draw the line somewhere. I can't be these places. You are called to be the Eldads and the Medads. Should make a great law firm, wouldn't it? I've always thought that. It'd make a great law firm. You're called to be the Eldads and the Medads. In your own professions, in your own families, in your own studies, in your own work, to carry on the prophetic mission of Jesus. No one is exempt, and no one has a monopoly on God's Spirit. This rite tonight is not to suggest that I have a monopoly on God's Spirit and God's shepherding capacity and God's prophetic mission. No, all of us are called to be Eldads and Medads to the people in our life, people that I will never meet as your pastor, but who you have the opportunity to speak and to live the truth of Jesus Christ in your own lives. Would that all of us become the prophets that God calls us to be.